Every month, we turn some of the programming chores over to our listeners. We want to hear what you're listening to. Dave Ambrose wrote to us from Los Angeles, where he hosts an internet radio show devoted to what he calls unpopular pop. Hi there, Dave.
Hello.
So what is unpopular pop?
Well, I can't actually take credit for creating that name. The credit for that goes probably to John Bryan, who actually we're going to have some stuff for, I guess. Unpopular pop is stuff that is jangly, catchy, melodic, usually featuring layered harmonies. But it's also one of those things that you just kind of know it when you hear it.
Okay.
And, yeah, I had a girlfriend once who accused me of liking anything that sounded vaguely like the Beatles. And I think that may not be that far off.
Now. Yes, we're going to time travel now because we've got some of this coming up for us. What is your first pick?
There's an L.A. artist named Wisely. And this first song is off of his compilation CD called Go.
And the name of the song?
Is Go.
Yeah, I almost started singing the words of another Beatles song in my head there before the lyrics came in. Very strikingly like the Beatles here, early Beatles.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of musical quotes going on there. But it's also its own creation in so much as that, you know, he's putting a lot of different influences.
And tell me about the quotes.
Well, for example, the guitar at the beginning, that acoustic guitar, will remind you of some early Beatles stuff, obviously. And that piano break in the middle where he's just breaks it down to the vocals and the piano sounds something like an Electric Light Orchestra kind of thing.
So did you used to listen to the Beatles or still do?
Oh, absolutely. I played music for several years, and as a musician, I think a rock musician, it's impossible to ignore the Beatles.
Now, there's some controversy about your next selection. Listeners may have heard of Fiona Apple. She had a big hit a few years ago called Criminal. A new album has been shelved, but I understand that parts of it have been leaked, and that is your next selection.
Yeah, I can't tell you exactly how I got my hands on this, but it is actually the title track for her yet-to-be-released, maybe never-to-be-released CD entitled Extraordinary Machine. It was produced by John Bryan, the fellow who I was telling you about earlier.
The man who coined unpopular pop?
Yes.
I certainly haven't been shopping for any new shoes. And I certainly haven't been spreading myself around.
I listen to this and it makes me feel like I'm at Broadway or something. Like it's people are dancing up on a stage.
There's definitely a theatrical quality to the music. Part of that is because of the arrangement, which is done by John Bryan. John does a lot of soundtrack stuff. And in fact, one of the other song we're going to hear is off of a soundtrack work he did. But also, it's poppy, it's a melodic sort of thing, but at the same time, it doesn't fall into any regular category that you can put your finger on, and that is part of Fiona's problem.
Well, now, others have looked at this and say that Fiona Apple really never finished a full album. That may be.
Oh, no, it's the label may have wanted additional tracks, but the bottom line is that the album has been completed and sitting in the can, as it were, but it just didn't have that that obvious hooky single that I think that they were looking for. It wasn't Madonna enough, I suppose.
So what do you like specifically about this song?
There is a playfulness to the song, that there's a sort of skipping quality to it that the arrangement kind of brings out. Lyrically, it's sort of clever. She's talking about walking, and I like that line about if there was a better road, better way, it would find me.
If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treat me mean. I make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine.
I'm curious, on your internet radio show, I mean, what do you see yourself as playing things that just don't make it to commercial stations?
Yeah, I'm something of an evangelist for this sort of music, and there's so much really good stuff that just doesn't seem to actually catch on. And unfortunately, I find that 90% of what I really, really like is just falls into that category and ends up in the cutout bins at the record store.
I may be slower than some folks, but I always make my way.
Well, tell us about your last selection here. And then there's a link to Fiona Apple, I guess.
Yes, Extraordinary Machine by Fiona Apple was actually produced by John Bryan, produced, arranged, and many of the instruments played on by John. John is an incredible phenomenon. If there was an entry in the Encyclopedia Britannica under musical genius, John's picture would have to be there.
Should we add here that you are friends with him?
I'm a friend and a fan. I mean, I came to know John by being a fan of his music. He plays a show every Friday night in Hollywood at a small club, and you never know what's going to happen when John gets up on stage, because he never knows what's going to happen. And he's worked with so many incredible musicians in the studio, you just never know who might actually show up and join him on stage as well.
And which song of his have you picked for us?
I picked a song that was on the I Heart Huckabees soundtrack called Get What It's About.
From the bar to the car park, theories fly about.
He's doing a little channeling Burt Bacharach, I think, in some of this.
Well, or now you've also moved late period Beatles, no?
That's true. Yeah, a little Long and Winding Road maybe or something like that.
Would you get the feel? What it's about is just a feeling. You can't really spell it out. You get the feeling that you get what it's about.
You've obviously got your own radio show, so it's work for you in a way, but when you're not working, what do you look to music for? When do you listen to it?
I guess it's an escape to a certain degree. I think there's something about pop that's so... it's a friendly kind of positive type of music. Not always. A lot of the lyrics can be sort of dark, but the melodies are always sort of uplifting. And so for me, in a sense, it sort of maybe smooths the edges off of the world in a little way, and sometimes makes things a little bit more, seem a little bit more rosy than perhaps they are.
Dave Ambrose hosts an internet radio show in Los Angeles. He spoke with us from member station KPBS in San Diego. You can hear more Unpopular Pop at our website, npr.org. Dave Ambrose, thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to tell us what you're listening to, write to us at watc@npr.org and put the words listening to in the subject line. Be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you.